You're tuned to the Alleycast on FolkAlley.com. This is our monthly podcast for February 2008. I'm Chris Boros. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this month's podcast. In this episode, we're going to listen to our official in-studio session recording with David Wilcox, plus our exclusive Live from Folk Alley concert recording with Malinky. We'll also listen to a couple montages that celebrate Valentine's Day from our Love Stream and our Alt Love Stream. We'll hear some open mic artists and the very rare band Synenthesia from 1969. First, though, we'll get the podcast started this month with our official in-studio session recording with David Wilcox. He recently stopped by the Folk Alley Studios and spoke with Jim Bloom and played us about four songs, three of them which have not been released yet. You can listen to the full studio session right now on FolkAlley.com. And for this month's podcast, I'll give you a little sample of it. David Wilcox in the Folk Alley Studios.
So we're going?
We're going.
So, Dave, welcome to the show. Thank you. It's great to be here. Tell us about your new record. No. I'm sorry. That's just something that
popped out of my head. Thank you very much. David Wilcox joins us. I think it's been 11 albums, tours across the planet. Did you have any dream that music would take you this far?
Yes and no. I knew that music was very powerful and could move people's hearts, and I knew that that could take me places where I'd never dreamed I could go. And yet at the same time, I didn't dare to kind of expect that from music. What I wanted from music was for it to continually surprise my heart and wake me up into asking for more, more life, more joy, more hope, more kind of depth and wonder. And so that is what I've gotten. And I'm very grateful that music is stronger now with me than ever. The joy that I've had just in the last 2 weeks being home and working on new songs and writing a bunch, you know, it's comical, actually. I mean, here's somebody who's been playing guitar for a long time. And now, you know, here I am, like, laughing out loud because I play something that just makes me feel so good. And then alternately, you know, 20 minutes later, I'm weeping because there's something so beautiful, then some chord change that I'm learning that just cracks open my heart and gives me this sense of awe. And it is strange that even though I've been doing this so long, I still feel like I'm just now learning how.
You apparently saw a fellow college student playing guitar in a stairwell, mm-hmm. and that inspired you to play. Mm-hmm. But where did your talent as a wordsmith come from?
That was probably family dynamics of being the peacekeeper and the translator in the family, wanting there to be a way to be able to speak about things that couldn't be spoken. So for me, songs have always been that. Songs have always been a way to get to the heart of a subject that really can't be spoken.
People almost stop in their seats because you are singing what they can't say, or they think but they won't say.
I love how music can do that. And I love how when a song is kind of wrapped up, you know, like we wrap a present so that the person receiving it can be involved in discovering it. When the language of a song is gift wrapped like that, there is something magical that happens, and this idea pops into your head like it's your idea. And I love how songs can do that. I love getting to know people through their songs, starting friendships in the middle rather than at the beginning, because music has done all the hard work for us about finding out where does this person find joy and what makes them angry and what makes them happy and what gives them hope. And when you know that about somebody, then you don't have to spend the first whatever talking about the weather.
Have you heard my song Captain Wanker?
No.
That's...
Captain Wanker hits the gas. He's driving like his head's on fire. Captain Wanker swerves to pass, shouting over squealing tires. Captain Wanker always gets annoyed that the drones on the freeway have to be destroyed, but blasting them into the void makes him feel overjoyed. Captain Wanker scans the crowd and calculates a quick way through. Captain Wanker thinks out loud like all superheroes do. Captain Wanker is so debonair, cutting through a crowd of people like he just don't care. He ducks into a nearby phone booth and he just stays in there. A skin tight suit, try to hide it. A skin tight suit, stuck inside it. A skin tight suit under his clothes. His pride will hide the side that no one knows. Captain Wanker. Captain Wanker grunts and groans as if he wanted someone to help. But Captain Wanker makes it known he has to save the world himself. Captain Wanker always feels afraid that if he trusted anybody, he could be betrayed. The workers all get overpaid, and help never makes the grade. A skin-tight suit, stuck inside it. A skin-tight suit, try to hide it. A skin-tight suit, under his clothes. His pride will hide the side that no one knows. Captain Wanker, VIP, a better man than all of the rest. Captain Wanker stands for me, the W is on my chest. Captain Wanker is my shadow side, and he'll fight for justice and a sense of pride. Shoving everybody else aside, he will not be denied. A skin-tight suit, a jelly belly, a skin-tight suit is getting smelly. A skin-tight suit under his clothes. His pride will hide the side that no one knows. Captain Wanker, pride will hide the side that no one knows.
A small sample of our in-studio session recording with David Wilcox. If you'd like to listen to the full session recording, you can do that right now on FolkAlley.com. This is February's Alleycast. I'm Chris Boros. For this month, our featured open mic artist is Ember from Wales. They are a duo featuring Rebecca Sullivan and Emily Williams. They met at a Spanish youth hostel in 2000 and have been traveling and singing together almost constantly ever since. In the recent years, they've entertained at dozens of UK festivals, including Big Green Gathering, Moran Coast, Small Nations, Warwick, and a handful of others. This is a song that they submitted on the open mic portion of FolkAlley.com, and they are our featured open mic artist for February. This is a song about unexpected floods and politicians who tell us not to worry. It's called Storm, from Ember.
Does it feel? Shifting our right. horizon. We're all in the same boat, sifting through the lies, and we try to pretend we're surviving so well. And the earth is dry beneath the swell. There's a big storm brewing. I see
Folk Alley's featured open mic artists for the month of February. They're called Ember, and that was a song called Storm on the Alleycast. I'm Chris Boros. Thank you so much for downloading and listening this month. Stay tuned. We'll have a rare look at a band called Synenthesia, and we'll listen to a few more open mic selections as well. For February, we put up two special side streams for this month celebrating Valentine's Day. There's the Love Stream and the Alt Love Stream, and I'll explain the second one in a little bit. The Love Stream features close to 4 hours of the best love songs we have in the library. And right now we'll listen to a small montage of a bunch of songs that are in the Love Stream. If you want to listen to it, just click on it right now. You can find it on the homepage of FolkAlley.com. Let's listen to the love.
Rain turns the sand into mud. Wind turns the trees into bone. Stars turning high up above. You turn me into somebody loved.
Nothing in the world make me treat that woman me. She shaves my beard and she keeps my tractor clean. She burns my bread, makes me eat turnip greens. But I don't care, she's the best little woman I've seen.
Pages of life have never been turned. Till troubles and trials, a lesson to learn. Another receiver, pushing a shove, another believer in the story of love.
I saw you first in the smoky cafe light when I came in from the frozen winter night. And I saw a face that put the stars to shame. And I loved you forever, knew your name. And my heart sank, lost without a trace. And it's a lucky man that gets to kiss your face.
One star remains in the false darkness. Have you met my man on love? One truth survives death's silent darkness. Have you met my man on love? No sorrow is like yours, my friend. No silence. Your tomb, I take your every agony to save you from this doom. But one star remains in the false darkness. Have you met my man on love?
I'm drowning in you, and there's no one around. I am over my head and I'm going down in an ocean so deep. What am I gonna do? Such a beautiful sleep. I am drowning in you. Drowning in you.
Thank you.
Later on a balcony, we had a good talk and we felt free. I was coming to you from far away. Light was dim, but you showed me the way. And in your arms, all I could say was, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
Oh yeah, you feeling the love? This is Chris Boros, and you're listening to Folk Alley's Alleycast, and that was a montage of love songs that are featured in our Love Side Stream right now, celebrating Valentine's Day. You can listen to the Love Stream by just clicking on it. It's at the homepage right now at folkalley.com. Coming up, we'll get the other side of the love story, the Alt Love Stream. We'll listen to some songs in that as well in a few minutes. Let's go back to Open Mic, the portion of Folk Alley where anyone can upload his or her songs. This is a song from Rick Spreitzer from Charlotte, North Carolina. He says that he beats a guitar like an old man cleaning a dirty rug, and he sings like nobody's angel. That's from Rick himself. He has three collections of original material out. His latest is called From the Bottom, which was released in March of 2006, and his other two albums are called Dirt Tracks and Meanderthal. This is one he submitted to Open Mic. It's called Back to Blue, Rick Spreitzer.
Hear the rain beat on the tin. Winds on down the evening, disappears into the brush again, and cuts a path back to the creek. Rolling back to blue. Back to blue. These last few years sure have been rough. A stronger man might have said, oh, you know enough's enough. I still come back time again. Rolling back to you. Sometimes it feels like we're fighting the wind. We board the windows and we hunker down for another storm again. One day it all might tumble down. Rolling back to blue.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, that's Rick Spreitzer in a song called Back to Blue. He submitted that to the open mic section of folkalley.com. If you'd like to submit a song to open mic, it's simple to do. Just check it out. It's a couple clicks and bam, your songs are up there. If you want to rate songs, listen to them, comment on them, that's also easy to do as well. Just click on open mic at folkalley.com. Recently, the Scottish ensemble Malinky played a concert near Folk Alley Studios at the Happy Days Visitor Center near Cleveland, Ohio. We were there to record the concert of murder ballads and medleys of jigs and reels, primarily murder ballads, though. Malinky, sort of on the dark side of things, and we recorded that concert. You can listen to the concert right now on folkalley.com. We have the full show up there for you to listen to. It's close to 2 hours long, and don't forget, if you're a member of folkalley.com, you can download these concerts for free. Let's take a listen to a small sample right now of the Malinky concert from folkalley.com.
It fell about the Martimus time, when the wind blew shrillen call. Cried he, de mo garden to his men, we man draw to some halt. With halt, cried his merry men, with halt saw we gang to. It's the taubes who start we man ride, and see yon fair lady. She thought it was her hen, dear lord, that she saw riding him. But was the treat that eat him whole garden, that wreck ni sin or shame? Come down, Lady Campbell, he cried, and gee our house to me. Or else this night a sweet old barn, ye and your bairn, street. And when I come down, the lady cried, for let nor yet for loon, nor yet for any rank robber that comes free off and down. The lady free the battlements, the bullet she led. She cried, my stellar. fought a blast o'er the westland wind, de blood as lief they mean. And Nitten's back her daughter dear, she was big jump and snow. O'er Rowley and the pair o' sheets, and throw me out the wall. The rout her and the pair o' sheets, and threw her out the wall. But on the point o' the garden sword, she got a deadly fall. And garden turned her out and out, and oh, her face was white. A lady's bed that had bonny face, to be some man's delight. That was beggared with stain and lime, and with our Lady Campbell herself, bound with her bairnies nine. Oh, three of them were married wives, and three of them were bairns, and three of them were little maidens that na lay hen young.
Thank you.
And they all went food for people flat on the bonny banks of Forty. And they had me put a floor again. Hey, oh, bonny, when it's a fish that the banished man on the bonny banks of Forty, he's ten the first by the hand. Hey, oh, bonny, and he's done her rent and he's made her stand on the bonny banks of Forty, saying, will ye be a robber's wife? Hey, ho, bonny, or will ye die by my pen knife on the bonny banks of Forty? Oh, I'll no be a robber's wife. Hey, ho, bonny, I'd rather die by your pen knife on the bonny banks of Forty. There he's twined her whole life on the bonny banks of Forty. Will ye be a robber's wife? Hey, ho, bonny, or will ye die by my pen knife on the bonny banks of Forty? Oh, I'll no be a robber's wife. Hey, ho, bonny, I'd rather die by your pen knife on the bonny banks of Forty. Bonnie banks of Forty. bonny bank so for me. Saying, will ye be robber's wife? Hey ho, bonny, or will ye die by my pen knife on the bonny bank so for me? Oh, I'll no be robber's wife. And can you tell me, well, it's he'll tell ye on the bonny bank so far. Come tell to me your brother's name. Hey, ho, bonny, my brother's name, it is Babylon on the bonny bank so far. His sister, I done myself. Hey, ho, bonny, I done this dreadful hell to ye on the bonny bank so far be. So he's taken his weeping knife. Hey, ho, bonny, and there he's twined his Indian life on the bonny bank so far be.
A small sample of FolkAlley.com's exclusive Live from Folk Alley concert recording with Scotland's Malinky. If you'd like to listen to the full concert, you can do that right now on the homepage of FolkAlley.com. It's close to 2 hours long, and members can download the show for free. I'm Chris Boros, and something else on the homepage right now are our two special side streams for February. There's the Love Stream, which we talked about earlier, and then there's the Alt Love Stream. Close to 4 hours of losing you, breaking up with you, can't stand you anymore songs, sort of the other side of the story, if you will. We'll listen to a small montage right now of songs featured in the Alt Love side stream on FolkAlley.com.
It's been a year since last we met. We may never meet again. I have struggled to forget, but the struggle was in vain. For her voice lives on the breeze, and her spirit comes at will. In the midnight on the seas, her bright smile haunts me still. In the midnight on the seas, her bright smile haunts me still.
Talk to your mama, talk to your dad. They say they've tried, but it's all in vain. I begged and I pleaded,
leaving got mad.
Now we must face it, you give me a pain.
How can I miss you when you won't go away?
I've seen fire,
I keep telling you day after day.
I've seen rain,
but you won't listen.
Two songs at once,
baby.
How can I miss you when you won't go away?
I was walking with your left hand in my back pocket, and I stared at the sky while you kissed me, and you were running.
that they're grinning. You got a lot of nerve to say you got a helping hand to lend. You just want to be on the side that's winning. Well, just because you think you're so pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you got something that nobody else has got, you make me spend all my money, then you laugh and call me old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, honey, I'm leaving you, because just because. Well, isn't it strange how we change everything we did? Did I do all that I could? Remember we used to dance and everyone wanted to be you and me. I want to be too. What day is this besides the day you left me? What day?
We've all gone through it, breakups, losing people in your life. It's not easy, is it? The other side of Valentine's Day, the alt love side stream. You can listen to almost 4 hours of those kinds of songs. And then after that, I don't know, open up a big bottle of wine and have some fun. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the AlleyCast for February. We're going to listen to one more song here that was submitted to the open mic portion of FolkAlley.com. This is singer-songwriter Ashley Brooke Toussaint from Chicago. She took a poem that was written by Leo Marx. He gave it to a World War II secret agent, Violet Szabo, who was sent to the Ravensbrück concentration camp, where she was tortured and later executed. She was only 23 years old. Ashley took this poem and turned it into a song. She submitted this to the open mic portion of FolkAlley.com, and we'll listen to it right now. Our good friend Ashley Brooke Toussaint on the AlleyCast.
This life that I have is all that I have and is yours. The love, my love, of this life is all.
From Chicago, that's Ashley Brooke Toussaint and a song she submitted to the open mic portion of FolkAlley.com called And It's Yours. You can listen to more songs from Ashley Brooke Toussaint by going to open mic on FolkAlley.com. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the AlleyCast for February, and it's time to take a look at our rare and obscure band for the month called Synenthesia. The late 60s were a time of change in the pop music scene in England and all over the world. When the beat period of the early 60s came to a close after the release of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album, a culmination of more original ideas and experimentation began to emerge in all forms of music, not just rock and jazz, but folk too.
What is the magic of Minerva? What is the magic of Minerva?
London had become the center of a new style folk scene, and the doors were open to music which was original, breaking away from the standard formulas of yesterday. Musicians at the time were certainly willing to take chances, and record labels and producers were also looking for unusual and promising young groups. So many bands emerged during this era that big-name groups like the Incredible String Band and Pentangle overshadowed a whole host of other promising young bands, like Synenthesia.
Hey,
a trio of young London musicians, Dennis Holmes, Jim Frazier, and Leslie Cook, wanted to venture into the acoustic folk scene, but with jazz and psychedelic overtones. Using vibes, saxophones, altos, oboes, and bongos, the sound of Synenthesia was clearly theirs.
If you are the people who freely give their time, if you are the people who freely give their time, says it is strictly true, sir, that you have to pay for all you get. I've not much left to lose, sir, but I will not lose it yet. Goodbye, goodbye, I will crawl back to my home. Goodbye, goodbye, I will crawl back to my home. Goodbye, goodbye,
Synenthesia existed for only a year and a half at the tail end of the 60s and released only one impossible-to-find LP, the self-titled release from 1969.
A rolling and tumbling, fiddling and fumbling, loving amongst the hay. A tugging and teasing, pulling and pleasing, sweat on a summer's day.
The entire album was recorded in just 2 days with not one single overdub. Dennis Holmes from the band thought it was somewhat rushed, under-rehearsed, and performed basically live. When the record appeared in September of 69, the reaction was muted. Not many took notice. RCA weren't willing to put much money into the project, and needless to say, it became a lost gem of the late 60s London folk scene.
Sacred fizz, you assess from your flamed genesis, from your own ancient room, you control, be subdued. This day of flame rises high to the sky.
Synenthesia eventually turned into a heavier electric band and coincidentally lost much of what made them so unique. In early 1970, the band split up. Synenthesia is just one band in a moundful of lost gems and classics that many have forgotten. The original vinyl version was seen in cutout bins in the 1970s, selling for nothing more than a quid. Now that same original release sells for hundreds of pounds to record collectors. Luckily, Sunbeam Records re-released the album in 2005, and now that self-titled album from Synenthesia is easily available on CD. It may be a lost album for some, but with the digital age, a completely new discovery for many.
From the beginning comes the kiss. This is the bender at Tripoliander of life. At Tripoliander of life.
The rare, forgotten, and obscure sounds of Synenthesia on the Alleycast for February 2008. I'm Chris Boros. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast this month. Don't forget to check out the full concert from Malenki. That's up on the homepage right now, along with our in-studio session recording with David Wilcox. And for Valentine's Day, don't forget our two special side streams, the Love Stream and the Alt Love Stream. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next month.